fly behind the door.
child of carnal desire, child of fire.
Sometimes my body seems so alien to me. I quiet it down by watching TV, but grow restless and grow hungry as the water rises up around me. You come on screen, so good looking it's obscene. I put my fist into my mouth and scream. Some things it seems are catching up with me. And as it rises to my chin, I should really stop watching. And as I reach for the remote, it is rushing down my throat. I let it in, I start to swim. I grow many arms and legs, and then I start to sing. And all of my peers, they had such potential, but the swamp, it took them down. And my love, I have to tell you, I kissed them all. My tentacles so tender as I caress your cheek. Did you know how big I would become and how much I would eat? So glamorous and ravenous as I drag you off your feet. There's nothing you can do. Some things it seems are catching up. Your ship starts cracking where you see. as I fix you in the gaze of my one unblinking eye, do I terrify?
And all of my peers, they had such potential, but the swamp, it took them down. And my love, I have to tell you, I kiss them all and let them drown. You didn't see me, just another drunken ruby. So when you're
the vocal powerhouse that is Florence and the Machine right there with the song Kraken. That's a brand new song from Florence and the Machine's latest album, Everybody Scream. She is heading out on her arena tour this spring. I still can't figure out how she is an arena act, but I have tickets and I am very excited to see. I do truly believe that voice can fill any arena. In the middle, it is the band that was our number one album for 2025, our girly, so grooviest album for 2025, British band The New Eves. The New Eve is Rising is the name of their debut album. It was released back in August. We heard Astro Labe. They have not announced a North American tour. This summer, you will find them touring through the UK, but still no North American tour dates. This is a band that just brings such feral energy that I need to see them live. And then we kicked off the full 2 hours, or sorry, we kicked off the second hour with The Velvet Underground and Nico. From the infamous debut album, The Velvet Underground and Nico, we heard All Tomorrow's Parties. Right now, it is another incredible British artist that really knows how to pack a punch in the indie rock that she makes. I am talking about Anna Calvi right now here on Girly So Groovy.
The lights are on, the TV is on, my body is still on. The lights are on, the TV is on, my body is still on. Electrified, statuette against the high. Divide and on. My body.
sweat against the high rise. Silhouette of my jawline. I wanna know, can I feel alive? I wanna know, cause I'm an alpha group. Alpha, I'm divided.
When the patriarchy's got you down and all you want to do is cast spells and incantations, well then you turn to Girly So Groovy. There is a real witchiness pervading this second hour here on the program. And that last set definitely solidified it. We heard music right there from Surrey, England, singer, songwriter, producer, Annika. There is an iciness that she brings to the alternative rock that she makes. We heard the song Rights. That is from Annika's album Change. In the middle, it is Dara Dorian. Of course, Dara Dorian, the solo project of singer and multi-instrumentalist Angel Dara Dorian, who's also known for her work with The Dirty Projectors. Dara Dorian's new fourth album, Ready for Heaven. It just got me so excited last year in 2025. It is a playful buffet of percussion forward no wave and drum machine post-punk. One reviewer described this new album as a carnival funhouse in the middle of a dilapidated parking lot. And again, that just delivers a witchiness, darkness kind of indie rock fun. We heard the song Digital Gravestone from Dara Dorian. And then starting that set off, it is the passionate British singer-songwriter Anna Calvi. Now, this is a songwriter who influences range from post-punk to flamenco to classical. There's a PJ Harvey quality to Anna Calvi. Alpha. What a great word to play with as a singer-songwriter. Alpha. That comes from Anna Calvi's album Hunter. Lots more music to get to. Coming up in the last half hour, I've got music on the way from Brassy, music from Brazilian Girls, But up next, it is music that we featured a few times. No, actually, only once here on Girly So Groovy. But it easily made its way into some of our best albums of 2025. Bandcamp was the first to tune me into Brazilian quintet Pilatos. The band feels like a holdover from indie rock in the early 2000s with their ironically detached lyrics, scattered electronica, and a dash of slacker style that makes the band serious about not taking themselves too seriously. Think bands like La Tigra, Chibomato, Bjork, Brassy. This is the sound of Pilatos. Up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Começa a desorganizar. Sanctuary.
Call me nostalgic, but that song right there takes me all the way back to 25 years ago when Girly So Groovy first launched. It was early July 2001 when the band Brassy released their debut album, Got It Made. July 1st, 2001 was the release date for that album. Well, just 2 weeks later, Girly So Groovy debuted on the Windsor and Detroit airwaves at CJAM 99.1 FM. And 25 years later, we're still here. And I just think about how at that time when we first launched that album from Brassy, it just seeped its way into the early episodes of the show. Brassy was the brainchild of Muffin Spencer. If you know John Spencer Blues Explosion from the 90s, Muffin Spencer was the kid sister to John Spencer. Muffin Spencer, a guitar player, amateur rapper, and what I would have to say is a narcissistic loudmouth in her own right as an MC, which made the music oh so fun. She was an expatriate living in London and put together a fabulous team known as Brassy. We heard the song Put You Right from Brassy. In the middle, it is Brazilian Girls with their song The Critic. Sadly, the Brazilian Girls announced that they are parting as a band. It was kind of intermittent in between albums, but yes, officially now saying that they are done as a band. The Critic comes now from what we can call the band's final album, Let's Make Love. And it was a bit tongue-in-cheek there, because while Brazilian Girls is not a Brazilian band, but rather an international ensemble of sorts, I kicked off the set with Brazilian Girls, for real, with the band, Brazilian band Pilatos. Pilatos released a fabulous album, Cantado, back in the summer. Forgive me for my Portuguese, but now say Phaser Refrão. I thought if I'd say it boldly, I might have got it right. But that was really just such a fun set of songs right there. And we will continue to do that right now with Montreal alternative artist US Girls here on Girly So Groovy.
He left me alone completely. For once I slept deeply. And for this, I thank the Father. But I gotta tell you something that you don't wanna hear. It's the truth and that's never easy to hear. But my new man, well, he ain't that bad. And let me explain to you why. I'm
This is Listener Supported Radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Montreal alternative band Arcade Fire. Unconditional 2, Race and Religion is the name of the song. That is from Arcade Fire's album, We. If you are wondering who's doing backing vocals there with Regine from Arcade Fire, it's Peter Gabriel, and I think those two work so well together. In the middle, it is Toronto psychedelic folk rock artist Tess Parks. Brexit at Tiffany's is the song. That is from her album, And Those Who Were Seen Dancing. We kicked off the set with Montreal singer-songwriter U.S. Girls. Going back to her album, In a Poem Unlimited, we heard Incidental Boogie. I kind of felt like that title summed up what this last half hour has been. Rock music that's got a dance edge, and just it's an incidental boogie. So that's where we're at. Well, friends, I am looking at the clock. It is probably my least favorite time of the week because it means we need to wrap up this two-hour experiment that we do every week that we call Girly So Groovy. I want to remind you, though, if you want to stay in touch with the show all week long, all you have to do is find us on social media. We're on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. We are also on Instagram. There it's a little easier, GSG Radio. With both social media channels, I post the playlists in print. I provide links to the bands and musicians featured. I provide links to our Mixcloud listening page. And best of all, you can message me any requests you have for the show. I'm always curious, which bands or musicians do you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love? Please let me know. And Mixcloud, what's Mixcloud, you're asking? Well, Mixcloud is an absolutely free, no membership required listening platform. It's just simply going to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Again, Girly and Groovy. 10 weeks worth of the program still hanging out there. I've got all of our regular programming over the last few weeks, as well as our honorable mentions and top 10 show. I can't remember. I actually might have tried to hold on to our Under the Covers episode from November. That's got a short shelf life left. But if you haven't checked that out, I think if I remember correctly, it is still there. Okay, so I've got all that homework and all your assignments out of the way. What I do want to say is whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or the full 25 years. Yeah, Girly So Groovy is turning 25 years old this July. It was 25 years ago when my friend Dan and I, as just kids, wandered into CJAM at the University of Windsor and pitched the show idea and suddenly we're finding ourselves on the radio. And 25 years later, here I am with the show still. And the show would be nothing without you, especially some of you loyal listeners who have been with us right from the start. I cannot say thank you, thank you, thank you enough. And I can't thank our nearly 20 community and campus stations that make room on their busy dials for Girly So Groovy. These stations understand the mandate, and they're here with us to celebrate and amplify voices, voices that deserve to be heard, voices that sometimes are pushed to the margins through other mainstream media. And listen, I am the first to know just how much is out there that you can listen to. So the fact that you found this little radio show, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, let's wrap things up. I'm going to leave you with a band. Speaking of a band that's not been on their Girly So Groovy radio airwaves for some time, it's the now defunct Toronto post-punk band Controller Controller. They released a fabulous disco-influenced post-punk EP called History over 20 years ago. We're going to dive back into that with the song Disco Blackout. Controller Controller saying goodbye here on this week's Girly So Groovy.